The Lake Express ferry that traveled between Milwaukee and Muskegon, Michigan, says it had more than 120,000 passengers. That exceeded the preseason prediction the company made to port officials in the two cities. But slow bookings for the late fall prompted the Lake Express to cancel its November and December schedule. Company president Kenneth Zally says he doesn't think people were reluctant to cruise the lake in the cool weather. He contends his firm just didn't do a good enough job of marketing the late season service.
People are used to the traditional ferries ending up in October, and because we didn't do our part of it, they didn't realize that we'd be operating, and so our sales were kind of flat for those 2 months. And so we're going to come back next year. We're going to carry that message that we are going to be operating. We're going to carry it earlier and more forcefully.
Zally acknowledges the fast-moving catamaran had to cancel a few more trips than planned because of high winds and waves, but most of those cancellations were in October, and Zally argues the weather that month was worse than normal. The Lake Michigan Car Ferry Service, which operates the Badger boat between Manitowoc and Ludington, says its passenger load was down this year. The company says that's partly due to competition from the faster-moving Lake Express and partly because of a softer tourism market. But spokesperson Linda Doherty says some business went up on the bigger boat.
And those areas are RVs and commercial trucks. And I think that actually the high gas prices helped with that commercial truck area because it just is so much more economical to come across on the Badger than to drive all the way around.
Both boats say they'll make some minor adjustments over the winter and promise to be back in the spring. Another new fast ferry on Lake Ontario ran into financial problems and abruptly shut down in September. It's not clear when that boat will resume service. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.